We're doing Sefer Masiyot, and we had been in the middle of a story of Rav Huna. There was a fire in his town. You know, all the houses got burnt down, except for Rav Huna's house and a certain woman. And Rav Huna thought that it was in his merit that her house was saved. And then he had a dream, and they told him, You're correct in thinking that you have many merits. You do. But that woman, she has a different merit, and that's why her house was saved, because she heats up her oven every day for neighbors to heat up their bread, to bake their bread in her oven for free. And that's why she was saved from the fire, because she made other people, she made her oven available for other people, and that means she got wood in order to have a hot oven for neighbors to bake their bread as well. And we find sometimes that when a person is exceptionally careful about a specific mitzvah, so then it saves him from sin and also carries great wages for the world to come. Our sages said there was a man who was very careful about the mitzvah of tzitzis. And that was his mitzvah. And one day, he heard about an exceptional Roman girl who was a woman of ill repute somewhere out there on some island. And it cost 400 zuz. You have to understand, alimony payments is 200 zuz. I mean, 200 zuz is what it takes to start a business. 200 zuz is what it takes to buy a normal piece of property. So she cost 400 zuz for a visit, and he put together the money, and he went out there, and he went out to the place she was. He had to, get on a boat and travel out there. He came to her city, and he came to her house, and he called out. And a maid came out and said, "Oh, well, look, if you want to visit her, then the cost is such and such money." He gave her the money. And the maid took him to the woman. And the woman said, "Go and tell him that he should leave now and come back when I'm ready." And she prepared herself, and he came to the gate. And the maid came out and saw him standing there. And he comes into the house, and he sees before him there are 12 beds that were made, 6 of silver and 6 of gold, and they had beautiful lace and beautiful covers, and she was lying on one of them. She was lying on one of them without anything on, and we'll pick up the story next time. Bezrat Hashem.